and we appreciate you. Much more enjoyment.
All right, so Phoenix Kalita's here right after this segment. I stopped and restarted it because she's actually triggered and going to tell an abortion story. Kind of crying right now, but working through it.
So there was a time that I didn't have money and I had to do street-based sex work to make money. And cops in Chicago found me. And the agreement was, we will not arrest you. We will not prosecute you. We will not put you in handcuffs if you provide your services for free. But the thing about services for free is that means you are letting cops fuck you. And the result of that is a pregnancy because I couldn't get Plan B quite quick enough. And the result of not being able to access Plan B quick enough is a pregnancy, right? Because you essentially got raped by cops. And the ultimate conversation around that means that you're pregnant and you need to figure something out. And when you figure something out, that means you go to Planned Parenthood and they tell you you're pregnant, and you go to Planned Parenthood and I mean, you low-key know you're pregnant, but you also know you cannot fucking carry yet another white cop's child to term. So you go to Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood tells you that we'll give you an abortion, but because of mandates, you have to have the ultrasound, right? Not just an ultrasound, but an ultrasound that is transvaginal. So they put this thing in your vagina and look at the baby, and they make you look at the baby and say, but it's only 6 weeks, so this is the time. And you make a decision. Do you want that child in you? Do you want that fetus in you? Or do you want to get rid of it? But in order to get rid of it, you have to acknowledge that you looked at the fucking ultrasound pictures. You have to fucking acknowledge that you couldn't get Plan B. You have to fucking acknowledge that your insurance, your shitty ass state insurance, because you were in poverty, wouldn't cover birth control, wouldn't cover your IUD, wouldn't cover your NuvaRing, wouldn't cover your fucking pills. And now here you are getting this fucking transvaginal, and it hurts, okay? It hurts physically. It hurts to have this fucking thing stuffed up your vagina to look at this fucking fetus that you didn't want because it only exists because some fucking cop in Chicago raped you. And you want the abortion. And they don't want you to have the abortion. They want you to be punished for existing and having a uterus. That's what it was, right? They want you to be punished. And so you say, yeah, okay, I'm going to go through with this abortion, but you have to look at the fucking ultrasound pictures first. That's what it was. So when they say that you can't have access to the pill, when they say you can't have access to an IUD, when they say you can't have access to Plan B, this is the result, right? Your fucking feet up into those fucking stirrups with someone sticking a fucking ultrasound wand in your fucking pussy to tell you what you already fucking know, that you got pregnant because somebody raped you. That is what they want, because they want to punish you for existing. They want to punish you for the fact that your reproductive system works. And then you say, I want the abortion. You say, I can't carry this child to term. You say, I have these fucking pre-existing conditions. I can't carry a child to term. And they say, we know. That was the most fucked up thing. The chick at Planned Parenthood, she was so sweet. And she was like, I know, but this is the law and I have to do this to you. And she put this fucking thing in my vagina and it hurt so bad. And people didn't care because pro-life. I had to look at the pictures because pro-life. Nobody cared about what would happen if the child came to term and was born. Nobody cared about what would happen when I couldn't afford food, when I couldn't afford medical care, when I couldn't afford to live because I couldn't afford my own fucking health insurance. They didn't care. That's what it was. And so you go and you do it and you think about harm reduction. You think about mitigated damage and you do it. That's what abortion is like. It's not a fucking party. It's fucking sitting in a waiting room full of women who are crying because they couldn't get abortion. It's fucking talking to a Muslim chick. Oh my God. I was talking to this Muslim chick who felt so bad. She was almost suicidal. She had to have an abortion because she couldn't get birth control. It was talking to white women who were poor as shit, who couldn't access birth control. It was fucking talking to black women who were poor as shit and couldn't get fucking IUDs. It was brutal. It was a fucking waiting room full of women crying because we couldn't access birth control and we all had to have abortions for one reason or another, because we weren't allowed to tell our husbands no, because cops found us, because we didn't understand how menstrual cycles worked. There was a chick, she was fucking young as shit, and she'd never been through fucking comprehensive sex ed, right? Never been through comprehensive sex ed. She didn't even know how she could get pregnant. And it was a waiting room full of women like that. It wasn't women who were like, I'm gonna get pregnant on purpose to fucking get rid of this baby. It was a fucking room full of women who were in tears. It was tragic. And the people at Planned Parenthood, they were fucking hardcore as shit because they knew none of us wanted to be there. None of us had even wanted to get pregnant. None of us could keep these kids. None of us could stand to be pregnant. And that's what it was. And when the funding got cut, that's how you knew it was about punishment and pain and not about pro-life. Because the same people who wanted me to have that child and bring him into the world and fucking have another child that I couldn't take care of are the same people who didn't want me to have birth control. You didn't want me to have birth control on purpose because you wanted me to be pregnant on purpose because raped by cops, and say, well, it's your responsibility now. While cutting fucking welfare, while cutting fucking food stamps, while cutting fucking Social Security, while fucking denying jobs. That's what you wanted, because punishment. That's what y'all do. Ugh.
Oh, this is stop.
That's fucking, man, nigga, I don't even fucking know.